Hello there. You've got to tune Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Hey, huge show. My name's Robbie Armfield. With me are my two amigos, Bernie Bolgi.
What's going on, everybody?
And Mitchell JC.
Welcome back, everybody.
We've got an absolutely huge show coming up. Bodacious banter, titillating tunes, and some talks with wonderful friends and family. We went to the King Street Crawl yesterday. We're going to give you the official RML report.
My elbow's hurt.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Look, a lot of the content here on Robbie's Modern Life is regarding modern issues and all the discussion that stems from it. Bringing you our opinions on these issues can get quite taxing. So we've decided to take the weight off our shoulders, and hopefully yours as well, with a throwback to a somewhat dated console video game, Wii Sports.
Yeah.
Last week, we actually sold the FBI CDJs on Gumtree and managed to scrounge up enough funds for an old Grundig TV, a Nintendo Wii, Wii Sports, and a few controllers.
Let's fire it up.
All right, so we've got it here in the studio.
Power button, beautiful.
All right, we have it set up now. We're going to play a little bit of the old Wii bowling. 1v1v1, the classic styling, just like the old days.
Oh, I'm excited.
Very excited. I am very excited for this. I haven't played Wii in years. That's not important.
Yeah. Okay, so probably something we should have sorted out before, but I'm just going to add you now, boys, into the lobby, if you can. What's your gamer tag, Bernie?
My gamer tag, my main account is XX, Silent Killer, that's K-I-L-L-A, underscore XX.
All right,
got nothing coming up here.
All right, I'll try. Mitch, what's your
So I've got 69 Fury Pirate, 69, 69. So that's sort of 69 to start it, then capitalized on the Fury, and then capitalized on the Pirate, and then another 2 69s on the end.
Okay, well, it's not okay. There either.
Are you hosting this lobby? I don't see how this works.
Yeah,
you've got to turn the control around.
Hang on.
Okay.
Is yours?
Are you holding
battery?
Both buttons?
Yeah, A and B together.
Okay, because none of us are connected.
Okay, it's the 1 and 2 button.
Can you swap out? I thought we sorted the batteries. Can you swap the batteries out of that one?
Yeah.
Okay. See how it's
flashing? I've already turned them upside down. I've tried that.
Yeah.
No, see how it's flashing? That means the batteries are in. There's batteries there if it's flashing, but it's just not connected.
Bernie, it's on, man. Look, the light.
Yeah, but like I'm pointing at the TV and there's nothing happening.
You need to turn it around. I just said the
why is there no wires connected to
it? Okay, maybe it's a game attack.
All right, we'll leave that. Just you work with that. But Mitchell, you said your game attack. I can't see your game attack.
Sorry, no. I was in my brother's account, my little bro's account. Okay. So I'm out of that now. Try Death Splitter. That's Death underscore Split. Death double underscore Splitter.
Speak up.
That's Death double underscore Splitter.
Yeah.
Then in brackets, Reborn. But Reborn's all capitalized because my old profile was just Death Splitter. And now I'm sort of...
Hang on, guys. I was actually signed into my wrong account
as
well.
Your wrong account. Okay.
Yeah. Try The Grim Shadow. Grim Shadow 44.
Yep. All right.
All underscore.
I found my... Look, literally, I've only found my one. It's Rogue Shit Guy 9 underscore Slam Gordon.
That's all you've got?
That's all I've got here. My controls just ran out of battery. These are great names. These are great names.
Yep.
Bear with us, everyone. We're trying to get these remotes to connect.
Why don't I just leave you guys to sort this out, and I'll go and grab the coffees.
Okay, you'll go and grab the coffees. Are you still? Can you just grab mine? Because you owe me anyway from last week.
I don't think I owe you anything. To be honest, we've done this.
We shouldn't do this on air, but you definitely owe me.
No. Remember, I got the 2 the last time, and
2. That doesn't equate to 7 that you owe me.
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
Bernie, back me up. Like this is. Yeah.
I'd love just a regular flat white if you're going to grab.
Oh, my controller's on again.
Actually, it doesn't even matter about the coffees though, because you still owe me for a lot of other things. I bought both. I bought Robbie. I bought you the Adidas sneakers the other week, and then I bought you both the Grande tickets, the Grande concert tickets.
Oh,
Ariana Grande.
No, we didn't end up going.
I still bought the tickets, didn't I?
Yeah, but
I thought you sold them all.
Hang on, I think my remote's working.
It's too late.
Your remote's
boys, I can see like the hand.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
All right, now we just need to find your bloody username again.
Yeah, well, I'd love a coffee.
Actually, Bernie, I actually owe you for the Wiimotes. So that we might be square.
I thought when we bought the Grundig TV, I thought it was a sort of a swapping scenario. We gave them the money and the Grande tickets.
I thought we just sold the CDJs.
All right, I paid for it.
Let's leave this for the time being. Okay, we'll turn this off.
Okay.
Okay. sort this over a song. This is the wonderful new one. It's called Running Out of Luck. It's by Alex Cameron from his most recent album. Album of the week last week called Forced Witness. You're listening to RML on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. There's a light in your head. RML on location. Robbie Armfield reporting here for FBR Radio 94.5 FM. With me is my amigo Bernie Bolgi.
What's up? What's up?
We're walking down King Street in Newtown, currently lapping up the atmosphere, keeping Sydney open.
Street crawl.
The King Street crawl, loving the bands and loving the atmosphere. We've spoken to a number of people. They are similarly enjoying it. Now, I was just talking to my friend Bernie here about sort of segments for the show. Bernie was saying that Mitchell, our other friend, had written a number of fantastic names for segments that we could probably extrapolate on. Bernie, you take the floor, man.
Yeah, so Mitchell has written, I was just telling you before we activated the microphone, that Mitchell has ideated all these great segment names that we could probably flesh out on. and that, yeah, we can do that maybe later today, seeing as the show's tomorrow. And that should be pretty good. We've got a lot of ideas. Can't really...
Hey there, mate, you don't need money.
Oh, no, sorry. No, sorry, mate.
Mate, I'm just looking for... Sorry.
I might just edit. Can you edit those bits out?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I can't really think of any of them off the top of my head, but
Vote no.
Hey, no, sorry.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Sorry, we'll be back in a sec.
We'll be back.
Just to go see some more music.
Yeah, oh, is this where we're meant to be?
Oh, I remember.
Was this it?
I remember there was one in particular. It was called Freestyle. Freaky Freestyles, I think.
Freestyle.
Yeah.
The music reminded us, hey.
Yeah, it did.
Definitely did. Hey.
Loving the atmosphere. Yeah. Loving the atmosphere.
Let's move along, hey.
Alright, let's move along here. That looks really cool. It's a shame we had to move on, but
It looked like it was full though. It looked like don't worry too much. It looked like it was capacity. Hey.
Alright. Loving Newtown. Here we are, we're still here.
There's a lot of taxis.
Oh, we've got a double decker bus there. Beautiful.
If only you guys at home could see this.
Yeah.
Harley Davidson.
Wow.
How good.
Harley Davidson. Vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom. There it is. Everyone's having a great time here. King Street in Newtown.
Oh, how are you, Robbie?
Yeah, good, thanks, man. How are you? Yeah, g'day.
Hey.
Yeah. What's up, man? Yeah, no, nothing much. We're just here on King Street. Just
Bernie. Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey,
Bernie,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, mate. You reckon I could say something?
Yeah.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah, of course, man. Go ahead.
Hey, Mum.
Thanks, man. What was your name?
Oh, it doesn't matter, man.
Cheers, dude. Thanks. Oh, I love meeting the
same guy.
I know.
It's the third time
he's come past. Yeah. No, look, I just love meeting the fans, though. I mean, they're always so nice and stuff.
I hate it,
you hate them? Yeah.
No, I don't hate the fans. I just hate meeting them.
Okay. All right. Look, we'll leave this one as part one of the sort of deliberation process, as recorded here live, King Street in Newtown. Everyone's Woo! Loving it. All right.
See that high?
Vroom. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Robbie's Modern Life, FBR Radio. Okay, RML. Okay, RML here on the road and at the gig.
We're at the gig.
Hello, Robbie Armfield here, reporting for RML, FBR Radio 94.5 FM. With me is Benny Bulky.
Hi, how's it going?
We're loving the King Street crawl here. We're currently at the gig, lapping up the live music vibes. It's absolutely tantalizing, wouldn't you say, Benny?
It's tantalizing. I would say so myself. Some great live music here on the King Street crawl. We're loving it.
A lot of people here, pretty loud, but we're enjoying it nonetheless.
We'll isolate the vocals. Hopefully you're listening to an isolated vocal version right now.
Always good to have a couple of earplugs in, as we do now.
Yeah, I got my earplugs in.
Okay, we're going to go now. This is RML signing off at the gig, listening to Mosey at Kingston Crawl. Signing off, FBR Radio, RML.
Thank you very much. I'll see you later. Looking for a photograph, giving everybody fun, facing the locality, it was just melting to one. Fitness is the key to all your health, turning pictures to your heart, facing the locality, it was just melting to one. And there are you, a mirror reflection, and I don't know I'm smiling.
getting calm. Images melt into one. Giving everybody fun, facing the locality, images melt into one. Kindness is the key to all your health, turning pictures to your heart, facing the locality, images melt into one.
Photo song by Holger Sukai from his solo album entitled Der Osten ist Rot from 1984. He was the bassist of Can, legendary krautrock group. Recently passed away, unfortunately, so big ups to him. Rest in peace, Holger Sukai. Do yourself a favor and check out everything he's been involved in. Marvelous man. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio. Last night, Mitchell and myself had the absolute pleasure of bearing witness to the disorienting comedy of Tristan Hayes, a show he put on called Hey Bees at the Factory Theatre. We went along, we viewed it, we had a great time, but we had a number of gripes to air with him after the show, as we sort of had heard a few jokes repeated. He came on last week on the show to preview some of the material, and funnily enough, we heard on the night he repeated a few jokes, so we took him to task on that after the show and had a friendly conversation alongside that as well. So without further ado, here is a joke that Tristan said and then our conversation with him after the show. Please enjoy RML FBI.
Our regatta was cancelled due to an organisational mishap. Oh well, we thought. At least we're all in the same boat.
Hi there, Robbie Armfield reporting for Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. I'm here with Tristan Hayes, the 2016 Ducks of the RML College of Comedy. He's the alumni. We had him on last week. Tristan Hayes.
I think you'll find the singular is alumnus.
Yeah. Alumnus. Thanks, Tristan.
Comedy is not really...
this is Mitchell as well.
I am Mitchell here.
Okay, it was a fantastic show, Tristan. My main gripe, though, is I'd heard a lot of the jokes before. Like, it seems as if you'd repeated a number of things that we'd already heard on the radio in the live context, and so whilst they were funny, I just have trouble understanding what you think you're offering people, because it's just sort of like recycled material. I don't really understand.
Right, well, I mean, I suppose one of the ideas of comedy is that you get different audience members on different occasions. It's a bit of an abstract concept to get your head around, but like, if you think about it in terms of like, you're talking to your mum and then you'll talk to someone else, yeah, and that's not your mum, you know? So it's so, like...
But, like, for me, I mean, I'd heard...
You're not my mum either, but...
We sort of asked people from the show to come along to this show from, like, our live...
Sorry, let's just wait for this plane, so... Yeah, dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, so there were, I counted about 15 and a half sort of jokes that I'd heard. Because I've seen you a number of times in the live context.
Right, well, obviously I was going to say, I didn't do 15 joke bloody jokes on, when we spoke on the radio.
I swear, that'd be good. But like, it's, so I've seen you a number of times. Obviously, you're the alumnus of College of Comedy, and we're glad to have you, but you were almost stealing our material, I suppose, weren't you? I mean, obviously...
Stealing your material.
Well, not only had I heard the jokes, Tristan, I mean, they were mine mostly, weren't they? I mean, we can be out in the open now.
Are you saying that because you heard them?
Well, they were presented on our show.
Oh, okay. Well, I certainly didn't sign anything, so... I mean, the way it normally works is that there are a certain amount of jokes which are attached to any given comedian, and then that comedian sort of, if you like, what am I trying to say, sort of uses those jokes to make people laugh, you know?
All I'll say, Tristan, is, look, once more, very much enjoy the show, but just signing off here, I'd just like to say, be upfront. You know, when you advertise your show, say these jokes, you will hear them on the evening. They will be potentially as funny, potentially not, but just be upfront. I mean, how does that sound to you, Tristan? I mean,
so I should say in every performance...
Let me spell it out. So, okay. If you were to see Tristan Hayes on stage, he would then say, if you were to come and see me perform again, you more than likely will hear the same jokes. Does that sound fair enough?
I think that's really helpful. Thank you.
Well, Tristan, it's been an absolute pleasure. Although some of the jokes were repeated, as I've mentioned, at length now, but no, it's been an absolute pleasure, and it was a fantastic performance. So, Tristan Hayes, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. This is Robbie Armfield.
This is Mitchell JC.
And Robbie Armfield.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks, Rob.
And Robbie Armfield signing off for Robbie's Modern Life here at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. FBR Radio, signing off. Here's a song.
Back to you. Keeps shining through.
Everybody's Talking by Wise Blood. It's a cover of a Fred Neil track, a fresh release on Mexican Summer. Spellbinding stuff, indeed. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5.
Social media. I mean, it's funny you should bring it up, Bernie. I've been having a lot of thoughts about it recently. I know lots of people I know...
I've been seeing your posts on Facebook.
Well, if you just want to let me finish. Lots of people I know have been posting certain things, are involved in a number of capacities. Obviously, there's we've got Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, things of this nature. And it really brings to mind the worry that I have for the future generations.
Go on.
In relation to attention span and just general creativity, and
what's the next segment?
We're going to talk about social media just for a second.
Okay. No, I was just thinking about the next thing.
You were getting it.
This is like my
you gotta keep it snappy for Bernie.
I know. Well, I'm just, you know, this is Robbie's soapbox. You know, this is where I sort of just espouse my.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like it, but it feels like there's no point. You got to move quicker with Bernie.
I'm trying. I was trying. I am trying.
What were you trying to do?
What were you saying?
Well, you heard me. I'm talking about social media and the lack of attention span therein with its sort of the obsession. What are these? These are M&M's, are they?
M&M mix-ups.
Yeah, I just got them from across the road, actually. It was like $1.50 off or something.
Mm.
It's crazy good.
Is this a new flavor?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a mix-up.
We're not sponsored by them.
No. A few him.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, what were you talking about, Rob?
I was talking about...
Because I was talking about the M&Ms.
Yeah, I know. No, I was talking about the sort of the lack of ideas inherent in an overuse of social media technologies, I think. Okay. And sort of the reduction in attention span with its use.
Good if they did like a study on it or something.
That would be good, actually.
A good example of that is, did you see Zuck? Mark Zuckerberg at the recent medieval fair in in SoCal.
Go on.
The only thing was about it was that he made a big post about it, right? Dressed up in medieval gear. And I immediately go, okay, either this is a Game of Thrones spoiler or he's condoning violence. Mm. You know what I mean?
Ah.
And so I reported it and I was like, okay, this is not good.
To Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I sent him a little, you know what I mean?
I think I have a fair idea what you mean.
Not a threat, but like, what's the other word?
Complaint.
Blackmail.
That's close.
Okay.
Suicide note.
Not a suicide note.
Just like an instant message.
Have you guys seen? An instant. Yeah. 13 Reasons Why?
I've heard of it.
Kind of like that, but not, if but you sadder. Know what I mean. Yeah.
Like a sad sadder. Story. Like sad 13-ish.
Mm. So I sent him 13 letters.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I did.
13 instant messages.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you want to say it like that.
Mm-hmm. What do they contain?
I don't know. Oh, it's private.
Why would you bring that up on this? You know we're broadcasting this. Obviously, I've mentioned in the past...
They have to be snappy.
Well, they have to be snappy. And I have mentioned that there is there's a looseness to the way that we function in this format.
Honestly, I didn't know that we recorded.
Well, I usually say that we won't air it, but I always do.
Maybe you can just tell me next time before you...
Well, I do, but
do
I always
want to go
say,
off
like,
mic to say that thing, kind of thing, Bernie.
But I say within Bernie, I'll tell you, I say it within the segment itself, obviously. This would never go to... And I have the past couple of times. Never go to air. It's too loose and stuff like that. If you just put your headphones on, thanks much.
Can you turn Mitch down a little bit?
I will, but this technical chat that we also keep addressing, it's not... Again, we mentioned it last week. It's not content. It's not conversation between friends.
I'm not content.
Sorry, I've just had my plug in the wrong headphone jack, so you might have to go through that.
I remember last week we said there was the finale. It was the last episode that we were going to do of this show. Yeah. Obviously not the case. That was some sort of gag or whatever you want to call it.
We got the calendar wrong. It's kind of like 2012.
We did. So it was, in fact, this one is the last one, it turns out.
This is
so
the finale.
This is the finale, the final episode. One. Yeah. And it's to do with... a lack of listenership, a lack of appreciation.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually moving overseas as well.
That's the big reason.
That's
from the Great Dividing Ranges. feel the background of a nation. Lying face down on the beach, and my head it keeps on spinning while the ozone disappears. But the end is getting closer, we're getting closer to the end. So as we begin to dance toward the light, my head it keeps on swimming while the future disappears. When the gift that keeps on giving is slowly giving in, it's time to breathe as we begin to dance toward the light. Everything tonight, we've got a hell of a lot to lose. We've got a hell of a lot to lose.
Legends, Shining Bird there with their song, Hell of a Lot. It's a track from their wonderful album, Black Opal. Check it out. You're listening to RML on FBI.
Where are you going again? Tell us about it.
Heading to Madrid first.
First?
Sort of Madrid and surrounds, yeah. So okay. I'll be living there for a couple months.
Isn't it for good? I thought you were going for good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's indefinite.
So you're going to
I'll definitely be back, though.
Wanderlust kind of... Spanish wanderlust trips.
Yeah, yeah. So I might hit sort of Madrid, work up through the rest of Spain.
Do the Camino Trail.
The Camino Trail. Maybe head to sort of Barcelona and surrounds.
There's a good street performance scene in Barcelona, Mitch. I think you should chase that up.
Yeah, I'm not big into that, but...
They also... Sort of I've
might hit Taronga after that. Then down to... sort of maybe the check.
So you don't have any serious plans regarding like
are you gonna go I know they have a really sort of fun
I might actually
food
head
and-
back to after that I'll sort of make my way to maybe South America actually. Head down the Andes.
Oh, okay. That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I've had some friends there.
Andes and Hans. Entire mountain range.
The Andes, yeah. I've heard about them.
The Andes, I've heard about the Andes.
I might head back after that. I might head back up to the top of sort of the...
That's great. I've had a number of friends go to the Andes. They have beautiful photos with the surroundings.
Well, maybe I'd cut back. Eventually, I'd cut back to sort of Europe area.
Aren't the Andes like a great tour guides for like for the mountains in Southeast America? What is it? Southwest North America?
Depends what you want to do, really.
In the Andes, they have those kind of like cowboys, right? It's sort of like it's almost like Wild West.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Andes, like they are like the most reputable too. Tour guides in the area.
They're basically like a cowboy gang, aren't they?
Yeah,
there's the and they do the kind of tours around of
the mountains. I don't know what they're called.
The Wild West was what I
heard. Yeah.
They sort of co-opted a lot of older American history into their own culture. It's really interesting.
Even though it has nothing to do with it.
I might head back.
You're just going to tell us more about where you're going to go?
Yeah. Okay. So I might head back to sort of the Czech Republic. And surrounds.
Do you have your itinerary up there, or are you just going off the top of your dome?
Just reading off Reddit.
I'm just sort of looking at the top posts of r/travel.
Wanderlust r/wanderlust.
r/wanderlust and r/travel. So I've sort of... Well, it's like a sort of two-week trip.
Oh, 2 weeks. I thought you said you were moving to... That's the reason that we're obviously giving up the slot to... Actually, a texter that texted in last week, they had a show idea. It was like 101 Types of Flowers, I think was the name of that show. And they're taking over the midday to one slot Monday. But you're saying that...
It was like Craigslist?
It was Craigslist. You're saying that you are moving... You said you're moving. That's what that was the impression I got. But now you're sort of telling us on air here that it's just 2 weeks? Is that...
I'll be moving about for the sort of the two-week period.
Oh, my God, Mitch.
Overseas. I'll be overseas for 2 weeks on a trip, and then we'd come back, and obviously we'd start the show up again.
Who are you going with? Well, I don't...
Well, I mean, if you're interested in...
I've got it.
You're leaving next week, right? I can't just...
Well, I haven't booked the tickets or anything.
Yeah. But...
Okay, so this is all speculative at this point.
So you're telling us we've canned the show so that you can, quote-unquote, move overseas to chase your career goals, but... It turns out what we've just learned is you haven't booked a flight. You don't have anywhere to stay. There's no accommodation locked down. Mm. You don't even know where you're going.
Mm. Yeah.
No, he does know where. He just told us the whole sort of itinerary.
That was very loose. I'm sorry, but that was some very loose, Mitch.
Almost too loose to air.
It was sort of just Europe and surrounds I'll be in. But it was tentative plans.
The only thing that sounded
sort of tentative plans.
The only thing that sounded like relatively organized was the tour guides. In the mountains, the Andes.
The Andes.
Yeah, no. I've
At least there. You know their names.
Okay. Well, we'll suss this out over a song, I think. I'm interested to know... Well, I'm interested to hear your explanation as to this kind of very ham-fisted decision-making that's brought to light here.
As I'm sure we are all now aware, Walter Becker of Steely Dan has recently passed away. So in order to pay appropriate tribute, I've called upon Brisbane's finest, Simi Lacroix, a huge fan, to select a track and his reasoning therein. Here he is. Rest in peace, Walter Becker.
Hey, this is Simi Lacroix, and you're listening to Robbie's Modern Life. The Steely Dan song I've chosen to honour the late, great Walter Becker is called Gaucho, from the album also called Gaucho. It's a song about... some kind of Hollywood toy boy who really annoys his agent by hanging out with a South American cowboy in some place called the Costa Dome, and that's something we can all relate to. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Just when I say, boy, we can't miss, you are golden, then you do this. You say this guy is so cool, snapping his fingers like a fool. One more expensive kiss off, who do you think I am?
Hi there.
Hey, sorry, I'm here.
Welcome back. Got to tune to FBR Radio 94.5 with RML, Robbie Armfield, Bernie Bolgi, and Mitchell JC on your dial. Satirical comedy with a comedic smiling edge.
Glad we to be are here.
We're loving your company here. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinions on the show. Text in. The number is 0409-945-945.
Just quickly redo that last, what you just said there? I need your levels up a lot on the mic.
That's not necessary. We just learned after before that previous song, which was fantastic, that Mitchell,
good riffs,
the wonderful amigo of the show, is actually traveling abroad to Madrid. We're learning it's now for 2 weeks. We've actually given up the slot on FBI in order to facilitate that. Mm-hmm. What we thought was a move, we're now learning it's a very brief sort of exchange program. And what we learn over the song, mm-hmm. it's actually a contiki involving you basically just traipsing around with the Andes, the sort of cowboy ripoffs in the sort of Peruvian area. It's very ham-fisted. But interestingly enough, Bernie, mm-hmm. you've had something sorted for your own life once this show is in the bin as of next week. You're actually starting a cafe, aren't you? You've got a brand new coffee idea that I'm very excited about, and I think the listeners would love to hear about. I will give you a brief plug here to help out the business. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I recently bought up this old shack in Campbelltown, and I'm currently repainting it and all that, and I'm going to open a new cafe. I think it's due to open next Monday, so the first show we're off. Like, thank God, like I got something to do, and I'm calling it The Burned Bean, a little like play on my name, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
like,
your name's Bernie, The Burned
Bean. Yeah, The Burned Bean. So like,
I like it.
You know, we sell pies and we sell coffee, mincemeat.
Minced meat, did you say, Bernie?
Yeah, mincemeat. My mics are really loud, by the way.
Sorry, I'll just rectify that. Yeah, sorry, you were saying that you were selling a minced meat, coffee, tea on demand. I remember you saying
minced meat, coffee, tea on demand. Also,
is it sort of like in packages, those minced meat.
Nah.
A big pack of minced
meat. We mince it on location.
In the cafe.
Yeah. No. We're mincing it like on like. Can I turn down my mic? Rob, can you just,
whoops.
Yeah. Kind of hurts
That's
my
actually
ears.
Dangerously loud in my ear.
Yeah. No, sorry about that. That's
yeah. So we're mincing it on location. We've got an in-house butcher.
Bernie, correct me if I'm wrong, but it really sounds as if what you're describing is a kind of abattoir type business, not a cafe.
Right.
Do you care to explain yourself?
Actually, it sounds almost identical to a butcher.
Well, we've got an in-house butcher, yes, correct. And he'll be mincing meat on location. So we don't have any mince in packets, Mitch. It's all freshly minced on location.
Then
To answer that question, could I get my levels down?
Could I get Bernie's levels down,
Bernie's
actually?
Levels down. Of course, absolutely.
To yours answer
up
your
a
question,
bit, but Bernie's
mine
down.
Up, yep.
To answer your question about it sounding a bit like an abattoir, I think that it's important to like get differentiation in cafes these days. You know how some cafes, they sell hot coffee, they sell cold drip coffee as well.
Mm.
And, you know, they sell all sorts of different things. I've got an in-house butcher mincing meat.
Do you have do you sell muffins or?
I think you're off mic.
Sorry.
Might get you up a bit, Rob, actually.
Thanks, yeah. So, do you sell muffins? I know cafes, cafes, they love their sort of baked goods, the kind of a sweet taste, you know, the sweet taste.
Something buds. To go with the coffee, yeah?
Yes, thank you.
Something a little nice to, you know, go with the savoury little, yeah.
Yeah, a little sweet. What do we have in the sweets department? I know you mentioned a lot about minced meat, but how about the sweets?
We actually don't have any muffins or there's no fresh food really. It's just too hard. We have an in-house butcher. We have an in-house butcher, and we have a barista who I've been training, Fred, for the last couple of weeks. He's not bad. He doesn't make a bad cup.
Okay.
He hasn't made a bad cup yet.
But no sweets.
But there's no sweets. You got me. Time your hands up, boys. Yeah.
You were mentioning, though, in terms of the fresh produce, you did say you have a lot of ham on board, I remember.
Yeah.
No sweets.
We do ham off the bone. Yeah. We slice it fresh. We do ham off the bone. We do all sorts of great cold meats.
Can I just ask a quick question? Do you actually package the meat afterwards?
No. We throw it out. If no one buys it, we throw it out. So we do ham off the bone. We do twiggy sticks. We do chorizos. all sorts of things.
Are you, is it, Frankfurt's. It's not like within a Woolworths or something?
No, no, no. Frankfurt's, we do party, we do little party Frankfurt's, or we do the long Frankfurt's as well. We do long Frankfurt's, short Frankfurt's. Fresh mincemeat, we got an in-house. We do the short Frankfurt's, long Frankfurt's, we got fresh mincemeat, we have an in-house butcher.
Bernie, I'm just going to say, I'm so excited for that endeavour. It's called the Burned
Cafe.
It's called the Burned Bean Cafe. It's located in a shed in Strathfield that is recently acquired.
Can I just correct you there, Campbelltown?
A shed in Campbelltown, recently acquired. I'm sure we'll have a decent refurb prior to the official launch next Monday. Monday. You can find all the details on our website.
12 to 1.
Check.
Fucking hell.
Keep all the details on our website at the programs page on 94.5 FM.
The finale.
You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life, the finale edition, officially. Obviously, Mitchell in Madrid, Bernie in Campbelltown. You're listening. Welcome. Hi there.
RML. We're here. No, you go.
Welcome. We're still here. RML, FBR Radio 94.5. Great to be with you. Robbie, Bernie, Mitchell here. We're going to hear from a lovely song now. Here it is. See you after the break. Text in if you'd like. The number's 0409-945-945.
Unfortunately, the incorrect information there. We are out of here. So it's a goodbye from me, Robbie Armfield. Mitchell JC.
Mitchell JC.
And Bernie Bolge. You've been listening to RML on FBI. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. We'll be back again for the finale every week, midday till 1 on Monday. I'm going to leave you now with a song called Kangaroo. It's by PVT from their most recent album entitled New Spirit. They'll be playing this Friday, September 15th at the Lansdowne Hotel with supports from Nico Nico and Don Jealous. So be sure to head along to that gig again. Friday, September 15th, PVT at the Lansdowne Hotel. So goodbye from us. Goodbye.